With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Democrats will be facing large, noisy protests at their party's convention in Chicago this week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from the DNC.
Convention organizers expect at least 20,000 activists, including students who protested the Gaza war on college campuses. Demonstrations are expected every day this week, and the coalition to march on the DNC will be able to hold protests at a park and a march route close to the United Center. Meanwhile, inside the convention hall, there are about three dozen uncommitted DNC delegates who are dissatisfied with the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Former President Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance were out campaigning today. Vance criticized Kamala Harris for saying that if she's elected president, she will cut expenses for working-class Americans.
She says that on day one, she wants to make groceries and homes more affordable for American citizens. Well, Kamala Harris, where have you been? Because you've been vice president for about 1,300 days. Day one was 3.5 years ago. You should have been doing your job then and not promising to do it now.
Vance was campaigning in Philadelphia. Former Congressman George Santos has pleaded guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft in his federal fraud case. The New York Republican entered the plea Monday in a courtroom in Long Island. His trial had been set to start in early September. Santos was indicted on charges that he stole from political donors, used campaign contributions to pay for personal expenses, lied to Congress about his wealth, and collected unemployment benefits while working. He was expelled from Congress after an ethics investigation found what it called overwhelming evidence that Santos had broken the law. This is SRN News. The United Kingdom considers a blasphemy law.
Do not adjust your radio. You heard that right. The new Labour government says it will introduce a law that will make it a crime to say anything that can be considered Islamophobic. This action follows protests against illegal immigration in the UK. Most of the illegals are Muslims. A swelling chorus of voices, right, left, and center, is being raised against the introduction of a law that would function not much differently than blasphemy laws in Muslim nations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As students return to colleges across the U.S., administrators are bracing for a resurgence in anti-Semitic protests of the kind that swept campuses last spring. The summer break has provided a chance for school officials to regroup and strategize for the fall semester. Some new rules imposed by universities include banning encampments, limiting the duration of demonstrations, and allowing protests only in designated spaces. SRN News. Here's the SRN News business brief.
Stocks close higher, tacking on more gains following Wall Street's best week of the year. The S&P 500 rose 1%, coming within 1.1% of the all-time high it reached last month. The Dow rose 0.6%, and the NASDAQ composite added 1.4%. Treasury yields eased a bit ahead of a speech on Friday from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, which will likely be a highlight of the week. Almost everyone expects the Fed to cut rates at its next meeting in September. The Dow was up 236 points today to finish at 40,896. The NASDAQ composite gained 245 to 7,876. The S&P 500 adding 54 points to 5,608. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.